President Obama's also apparently rocking. Earlier this year, he revealed that his iPod is packed with songs from Bob Dylan, Stevie Wonder, and Miles Davis. And so his personal aide, Reggie Love, has the informal duty of keeping the president up to date on what's happening in the world of pop music, throwing some Nas and Lil Wayne into the mix. For this program, it's Maura Johnston. She keeps us up to date. She writes about pop music and culture for Newsday and The Village Voice. And Maura's brought her crate of records here with some of the highlights in pop music from 2010. Hi, Maura.
Hi.
So probably the most universally well-reviewed pop record of the year is the one we're hearing. It's by Kanye West. The record is called My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. And this track is called Runaway. And before I ask you about it, let's just hear a little bit more of it. And I always find, yeah, I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my shit just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. All right, it looked like Kanye, Maura, was starting to self-destruct a bit before this record came out.
Right.
But, I mean, judging by the reviews, I mean, this seems like it's his kind of triumphant return.
Oh, I think it's a very triumphant return. And, I mean, he played it perfectly, you know, with releasing this song, Runaway. And he played it at the Video Music Awards this year. That was where it debuted, which had been, you know, the scene a year prior of where he ran up on stage and interrupted Taylor Swift's acceptance speech. Run away from me, baby. So, you know, this was sort of his comeback, and what followed was just this really ambitious and grand and sweeping artistic statement. I mean, Pitchfork gave it, you know, a 10, which doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. When you say grand sweeping statement, what's the statement?
Well, the statement is, I'm a genius, you know?
is he a genius?
Yeah, I think he definitely is an unparalleled artist, and also in this age, which is very important, he's also very good at drawing attention to himself.
There's another song that you brought to us, Maura. This is another big song from the year, another big pop song. It's called Tightrope by Janelle Monáe. Some calling me a sinner, some calling me a winner. I'm calling you to dinner, and you know exactly what I mean. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You can rock or you can leave. Watch me tip without you. No, whether I'm high or low. I love this song, and I know that you're a huge Janelle Monáe fan. We've talked about her before, and this song's got that kind of like swinging 60s sound, but it also has hip-hop, and she's this fascinating person. She's got one foot in the hip-hop world, one foot in the indie world.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about her sound and about Janelle Monáe.
It's really hard to classify her sound because, like you said, it does grab from so many places. On this record, The Arc Android, which came out earlier this year, the guests include Big Boy from Outkast and of Montreal. And,
which is,
you know,
of course, the indie band from Athens, Georgia, the sort of glam indie band.
Right. The way that she's able to sort of bring together and meld all these influences into this really compelling package. And she's a great live performer. And it's just so nice to see someone so talented. And again, you know, this is a record that it has a very focused artistic statement. It's a concept album loosely based on the movie Metropolis.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the funkiest horn section in Metropolis.
This is her first record, and so she has a long career ahead of her.
Yeah. I'm speaking with pop music critic Maura Johnston about some of the biggest hits from this past year. Maura, let's talk Kesha, and I want to start by listening to her song from this year. It's called Your Love Is My Drug.
Maybe I need some rehab, or maybe just need some sleep. I got a sick obsession. I'm seeing it in my dreams. I'm looking down every alley. I'm making those desperate calls. I'm staying up all night hoping, hitting my head against the wall. What you got, boy, is hard to find.
Maura, apologies. I must make apologies to our dear and loyal listeners for the last 30 seconds of this program. I know that Kesha is huge, right?
Yes.
This video has been viewed 22 million times on YouTube. This is one of the biggest pop stars in America, in the world right now. And here's my question. Am I missing some profound, you know, ironic subtext here?
I don't think so.
Okay, just make sure.
I don't think so at all.
Good.
I mean, it's funny because her whole persona is so I call it like gutter glitter.
Right.
She has this thing where she raps kind of like a lot of the female rappers who were popular in the 80s, is particularly the duo La Trim, the Cars That Go Boom.
Oh,
right?
The Cars That Go Boom.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Right,
so,
yes.
She, you know, her delivery
Tigra
is very
and Bunny,
similar
yes.
to them. Tigra and Bunny, yeah. Exactly. But then she has these just like really soaring choruses. I mean, it's really endorphin rushing, kind of like when you're, you know, when you have a big crush on somebody. It definitely reflects the feeling of euphoria that it's describing.
Because
all right, I'm going to take one more look at Kesha later tonight. one last track, Maura. This is one you brought in by Yellow Wolf. He's a white rapper from Alabama, getting, again, a lot of attention this year. And for this single in particular, it's called Pop the Trunk.
Two-man stand, one's got to go. One falls down to the ground, one walks down to the road. Mama better call the police, now he's screaming no. Took a buckshot to the chest with a rock salt shell and his move is slow. All this blood is spilled, enough to give a penguin chills. Hot enough to make a potato smoke at the tip of the hollow steel.
So this is a pretty menacing track. He is rapping about where he's from. I mean, mm-hmm. this is a very specific world that he's from in Alabama. What do you make of him?
I think that he's incredibly talented. I love his delivery. That was actually what attracted me to him first. A friend of mine played me this song in particular, and I just was completely mesmerized by the nimbleness with which he performed his verses. And also, I think the beat on this particular song is absolutely massive, and it's also, like you said, very menacing. It really helps set the scene for what's happening lyrically in the song.
Meth lab in the back and the crack smoke peels through the streets like an early morning fog. Mama's in the slaughterhouse with the hatchet helping daddy chop early morning hog.
Some of the rhyme schemes that he gets off are just really something that you rewind over and over again to listen to, you know, just to make sure that you can fit all the syllables in your ear that he's sort of spitting out.
So, Maura, as you know, on this program we do all kinds of music. Every Saturday, every Sunday, we do classical and jazz and, of course, pop music as well. Yeah. And there's a record that I am so looking forward to coming out next year by Dr. Dre, one of the greatest rappers of all time. He's apparently been working on this for more than a decade.
I'm looking forward to being surprised. I mean, the Dr. Dre record, I will buy you a cup of coffee if it comes out in 2011.
All right.
Because it's been
You're
in the
on.
Works for a
You're
long
on.
Time.
It's coming out. I've called him.
It's
asked,
Chinese democracy of hip-hop, pretty
Eminem
much.
I asked Eminem off the record, and he told me it's coming out.
Really?
No, he didn't. But I wanted to. That's Maura Johnson. She writes about pop music and culture for Newsday and The Village Voice. Maura, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Our program is directed today by Petra Mayer. Our Christmas Day staff includes Phil Harrell, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, and Sam Greenspan. Special thanks to Petra's mom, Elka, for the Christmas cookies. They were great. Our technical director is Daniel Shukin, assisted by Renee Pringle, Lauren Driller, and Cal Southworth. Melissa Goh is a weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Tom Woodward's manning the operations desk. Rick Holter is the senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez. And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendATC. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.